Coach, could you tell us a little bit about what you've seen on film from the Eagles? What scares you the most?
Well, obviously a very talented team. A team that can throw the ball deep, throw it short, quarterback that can scramble, very good running game, a defensive team that has really good corners, an up-front group that can rush the passer, and a much improved linebacker core over last year. You know, they're 3-2. They've won some close games. They could easily be 4-1. They've looked impressive on tape.
Hey Jim, in your experience, what's the value of coming off the bye week? How much of an advantage have you found that to be in your career?
Well, I think the biggest thing at this time of year, and it doesn't matter if it's after 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever, is the rest for players. It's a physical game. It's a tough grind for 16 weeks, and there's always going to be guys that are missing for a bunch of reasons. But, the boost you get from getting guys back, getting them a little time to rest their bodies, the new CBA they put in last year, they ensured that the players were going to have a decent amount of time off. I think it's good. Guys come back fresh. It gives you a chance to, step back, look at what you've done well, what you need to improve on. It gives you a little extra chance to start working on an opponent earlier. But probably more than anything, it's the physical rest that occurs.
As it relates to that, Jim, can you just talk about Matt Stafford and his first few games of the season?
Well, he started off, particularly the opener, threw some interceptions in that game. As a team, we're probably guilty of being a little too greedy. But I think he's bounced back very well. He's in command, takes care of the football, knows where to go. Teams have been trying to force us to be patient, and I think that Matt's a guy that can be patient as a quarterback. He gets us in the right plays, and we're very pleased with Matthew.
What kind of coverages has Calvin Johnson seen this season?
All of them. I think that everybody's game plan when they play the Lions starts with Calvin Johnson, rightfully so. He's 6'5". He's 235 pounds. He runs 4.3 something. He can vertical 44 inches, and he can change a game quickly. So people start with how do we defend Calvin? I think it says a lot about the talent of a player and that he's able to be successful even though people still start their game plans with trying to take him out. There's been some running backs that. Everybody went into the game and knew, hey, he had to stop this guy, and he could still go rush for, 1,500 yards or 1,000 yards. Calvin's that guy as a wide receiver. We like to say people play box and one against him, to use a basketball term. They'll double him and cheat somewhere else. And we have enough talent that when people try to play that way, that we should be able to make them play. We've been a little inconsistent in the first four games doing that. But we certainly have the firepower to be able to do it.
Speaking of that, a lot of Calvin Johnson's production has come out of the slot. Is that a new thing, or how is that sort of getting worked into the offense?
Well, that's been about a 3-year development for him. You have to do everything you can to try to get him away from double teams and get him working in different parts of the field. Some games, depending on how people want to play, that's a spot he can get attention and it can free some other people up. So I think 4 years ago when we first got here, he was strictly an outside receiver. Calvin's really done a good job of, going from a one-dimensional, deep threat outside receiver to, a guy that's still a premier deep threat, but also really works well in the inside part of the field, really good run after the catch, short routes, inside, outside. He's developed a full repertoire, and that's one of the reasons he's able to still be effective, even though people, they try to start with their game plan of how to take him out of the game.
Some corners are more press guys. Some guys are better with speed. If you look at Calvin, he's both big and fast. Is there a particular type of corner that that matches up better against him than others?
You know, I don't know. I think it, with Calvin, it's more about him. It's his ability to be precise in his routes, you know, to open up some area for himself, quarterback to get the ball. And, you know, when you're a player like that, you don't spend as much time worrying about the opponent as you worry about yourself and you know, just doing what you need to do as a player.
Jim, you're probably not off to the start that you would want, and you know, Matt has had a couple nagging injuries. Was this a good time for a bye? I'm sure you don't like a bye in early October, but can you just talk about how maybe this could be a little bit of an advantage for you?
Yeah, like I said, I think the biggest thing is rest. After the first game of the season, everybody has, you know, something that they're working, whether it's a little sore knee or tweaked ankle or, you know, tight hamstring or, you know, whatever it is, you know, people are working a lot of different things. And it does give you a chance. I mean, we have a chance to be the healthiest we've been since the opener, and maybe even all season. We're, you know, we're getting some players back from injuries. I'm getting guys back on the field. And, you know, whether that's in week four or, you know, week five, week six, it really doesn't matter. It's that extra it's that extra week, and like I said, this the chunk of time that the players are off that helps get those guys back.
If you look at Jim Washburn, what's your relationship with him, and what type of influence, for lack of a better word, I guess, has he had on your defensive philosophies?
Well, we worked together for a decade in Tennessee. Worked hand in hand. I was a linebacker coach, and he was a D-line coach. I was a coordinator, and he was a D-line coach, and we shared a lot of similar philosophies. Going back to the very first meeting that we had, I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Gets a lot out of his group. He's passionate about football. He's passionate about the performance of his group, the performance of the team. You know, I think that, you know, I see him a few times a year and stay in contact with him a couple times a year. I have a lot of respect for him, so much so that I even hired his son on our staff here a few years ago. So, you know, I certainly have a lot of respect for just not only him as a coach, but him as a person.
The wide nine, when it's clicking, what makes it a good scheme to use for the defensive line?
Any scheme is dependent on the personnel. You know, the scheme alone is no magic bullet. You know, if you have personnel that it fits, then it's very good. You can get tremendous pressure on the outside. It can limit a lot of play action pass game. It can eliminate outside runs. You know, if you don't have the personnel, it doesn't work, and that goes for 3-4 or you know, whatever else you'd want to do. I mean, you can be a blitzing defense all you want. If you don't have corners that can cover, it's not going to look real good. So just like any other scheme, there's pluses and minuses with it. You know, if it fits your personnel, if it's coached well, it's proven that you know, it can be an effective defense.
Isn't that one of those things you said earlier that you have a sort of similar coaching style or philosophy as Coach Washburn? Was the wide nine sort of something you guys had in common, or did that come from one of you in particular?
No, I think we both. Yeah, that defense sort of developed through the years to be able to handle a lot of the things that we saw, you know, from different teams. And again, it was also developed because of the personnel that we had and how it fit. And I think, you know, you look at Philly's personnel with, you know, Babin and Trent Cole, and I mean, they got nine deep on their D-line. You know, it obviously fits their personnel well. They haven't gotten a lot of sacks, but they've affected the pass rusher. They're doing a good job on third down, you know, and, you know, you can't always get a sack, but you can pressure the quarterback. You can make him throw before he's ready, before the wide receivers can get to the sticks. You know, and he's able to keep a lot of players fresh by rolling guys through. We're going to have our work cut out for us on our offensive line, protecting the passer and open up holes in the run game.
Yeah, Jim, in fact, if I can, you know, the quarterback gets certainly a lot of well-deserved attention and the wide receiver, but can you just talk about your running game and you know, where you're at with that? And it seems like you've been playing a little bit of roulette with different guys.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't I wouldn't say roulette, but we have good players at that position, and our run game's important to us. I mean, we obviously have a good passing attack. We have a good quarterback that can throw the ball, and I don't think we're ever going to be a 50, you know, rushing attempts per game team. But our run game is very important, and it was a little bit what we talked about before. If teams choose to cheat coverage to Calvin, it opens up other things. It could open up another receiver. It could open up a tight end. It can open up the run game. And unless you can take advantage of that, you can never force teams to play honest. And, you know, have you, we look back at us a couple weeks ago, we faced a scheme like that when we played the Titans. We ran the ball very effectively in that game. We had a 100-yard rusher. We rushed for 11 first downs. We were able to, you know, open some things up for us. Early on, it was tough sledding in the pass game, but because we were able to run the ball effectively, not just, you know, getting your yards, but getting first downs, moving the chains, rushing touchdowns, things like that, we were able to open up some things in our passing game. So both of those things go hand in hand with us. We really don't have, you know, any set notions of, you know, what we want our balance to be or anything else. It's almost a game-by-game basis, and what is best going to help us score. We want to try to score regardless of how we do it. I think we have four rushing touchdowns so far this year. So, you know, run game is important to us. We have guys back there, you know, that can carry the ball. And, you know, we're excited about Mikel LeShore. You know, his first game as a pro, he had 100 yards rushing and, you know, I think 130 total yards. You know, he can be a guy that can get yards, but, you know, a lot of our other guys have filled roles for us there also.